Thank you, choir.
谢谢诗班。
And our worship team.
还有我们的敬拜团队。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早。
Our choir conductor said that our theme for our church this year.
我们诗班的指挥提到，今年我们教会的主题是。
Is what?
是什么
？You guys remember?Okay, bear fruit is one of them, but you take root and bear fruit.
我们要向下扎根，向上结果。
Turn to someone next to you and say, take root and bear fruit.
我们彼此说，向下扎根，向上结果。
I don't know if you know this or not.
不晓得大家知道吗？
We were created.For fruitfulness.
我们被造就是要结果子。
It's the story of God from cover to cover.
这是神的故事，从头到末了都写着的。
When God created everything,
当神造万物，
He created it for fruitfulness.
他是要让我们结果子。
That you would see His creation.Fruitful and multiplying.
你会看到被他所造的增长和生养众多。
When God created humans,
当神造人
He said to them,
他对他们说
Be what? Fruitful and multiply.
要繁衍增多。
We were created to live lives.Of fruitfulness, of abundance.
我们被造就是要活出一个繁衍增多的充满果实累累的生命。
And throughout God's word,
透过神的话语
He describes us in the imagery of plants bearing fruit and multiplying.
他用果实累累不断增长的植物来形容我们。
Why?
为什么呢
Because Plants have a natural process.
因为植物有一个很自然的过程。
Of taking root and bearing fruit.
它自然要扎根，自然要结果。
It's very natural.
非常自然。
But there are things that can help the plants bear fruit, and there are things that can hurt the plant from bearing fruit.
但是有些事情能够有助于植物结果子，也有一些事情会妨碍植物结果子。
My wife loves this plant called bougainvillea.
我太太喜欢三角梅。
Right? They're beautiful.
它们很美丽。
We planted about 5 in our backyard.
我们在后院种了5棵。
She wanted our backyard red with these flowers.
他盼望我们的后院能够都是充满了这些红梅。
After all this time, only one of them survived.
但是过了很久，只有一颗生存下来。
4 of them didn't make it.
四颗死了。
They were the same seeds.
他们是同样的种子。
But only one is fruitful and multiplying.
但只有一颗。繁衍增多。
We love oranges. Our family is a citrus family.
我们家也很喜欢吃橘子。
Anybody else likes like 橘子? Okay, yeah. We planted like 5 orange trees. Four.
我们种了四五棵橘子树。
And only 2 of them are very fruitful.
但只有两颗常常结果。
The others are not so much.
其他的就不怎么结果。
They might bear some fruit sometimes.
他们有的时候结几颗果子。
I need Uncle Bach to come and rescue our trees. Where is he?
我们需要 Bob 叔叔来帮我们。
But why is that?
为什么呢？
Because there are things that help trees bear fruit, and there are things that hurt the trees from bearing fruit.
因为有些事情有助于树结果子，有些事妨害树结果子。
If you can grab your Bibles or your phones and turn them to not your social media account, but turn to the Bible, Luke chapter 8.
让我们一起翻到圣经，路加福音第八章。
That's where we're going to spend our time today. So turn to Luke 8.
这是我们今天要花时间思想的经文。
Jesus gave in Luke chapter 8 the parable of the sower.
在路加福音第八章，耶稣给了撒种的比喻。
But really, it should be called the parable of the soil.
但实际上我觉得更应该称为是土壤的比喻。
Because that is what he's concerned with.
因为那是耶稣在乎的事。
In this parable, the sower takes the seed from the bag and sows it generously everywhere.
在这个比喻中，撒种的人从袋子中拿出种子，到处撒。
This is called broadcasting.
这个是广泛的撒种。
You're taking seeds and you're casting them in a broad area.
你就拿起种子到处撒。
In this parable, Jesus is showing us that there are things that help the plants become fruitful, and there are things that hurt the plants from becoming fruitful.
在这个比喻中，耶稣让我们看到有些事情有助于植物结果子，有些妨碍。
He's showing us that the word of God is like a seed.
他向我们显明，神的话就像种子一样。
You don't see a plant or a tree or fruit when you look at the seed.
当你看着种子的时候，你看不到那棵植物或那棵树啊，或者果子。
You don't see that inside of it.
你看不见他们在种子里面
but it's in there.
但他们的确在里面。
Jesus's point is, it depends on where it lands.
耶稣要说的要点就是取决于种子落在哪里。
And the goal of that seed is to produce fruit and to multiply.
那种子存在的意义和它的目标就是要繁衍，要结果子。
It's a very powerful image.
这是一个强有力的画面。
Because Jesus explains in Luke 8, verse 11, he says, the seed is the word of God.
因为耶稣在路加福音八章十一节解释说，种子是神的道。
It's not just the gospel to get saved.
那不只是使人得救的福音。
As some people like to refer it as.
有的人会这么认为。
But it's the message of the kingdom of God.
它实际上是关于神国度的道。
Where we live under His rule and His reign in our life.
我们在神的国度里就要活在神的主权之下。
That's the seed.
那就是种子。
The soil is the condition of our heart.
土壤就是我们心土的状况。
Whenever it receives the seed.
每当我们领受种子的时候。
You see, the seed is the same wherever it lands.
你看种子不管落在哪里它是一样的。
Nancy in Sunday school said that.
今天在主日学的时候 ,Nancy 姐妹说。
She said, when you read the verse of the day on your Bible app,
他说每天早上我们这个圣经的小软件会推送一节经文。
She goes, so many people are millions of people are reading the same verse.
几百万的人都在读同一节经文。
But not to everybody do they receive the word well.
但并不是每个人都能够好好的领受这节经文。
Same seed, different soil.
同样的种子，不同的土壤。
Same word of God, different conditions in our heart.
同样的神的话语，不同的心灵的状况。
The difference is how the seed is received.
它们的区别在于我们如何领受神的话。
When you drive through Southern California in the springtime,
在你春天开过南加的时候，
you will see hills of green.
你会看到绿色的山。
I love driving. I used to drive to the Lee family house, Frank Lee's house, all the time.
以前我常常开到 Frank Lee 的家里。
And he lives in Chino Hills.
他住在 Chino Hills.
When you take Grand Avenue down,
当你开过 Grand Avenue,
in the springtime, those hills are so green.
边上的山是那么的翠绿。
It is absolutely beautiful.
绝对的美丽。
Sometimes you'll see little pockets of flowers.
有的时候你会看到这里那里几丛花。
But then when you drive to their house in the summertime,
但当我们夏天开车去他家的时候，
the roots of the grass there can't grow deep enough, so they dry up and wither.
那些草的根扎得不深，所以它们很快就枯萎。
It doesn't mean the grass is necessarily dead.
它们不一定真的就死了。
It just turns brown and withers.
它就是变黄枯干。
So in the summertime, when you drive to the Lee family house,
所以当夏天你要开到李家的时候，
those same hills that were once very green are now brown.
那些曾经青翠的山包都变得褐色黄色。
Because the soil in Southern California.In a lot of areas is a desert ecosystem, right?
因为我们南加的土呢，在很多地方是属于沙漠。
It's sandy.
是很多沙。
There's a lot of big rocks.
还有一些大石头。
So the roots of the grass cannot get very deep.
所以草根就不能扎得很深。
The roots would naturally try to tap into the nutrients that are lower in the soil.
草根呢总是很自然的想要扎得深一点能够吸收水分和养料。
But if it cannot, it will dry and wither and turn brown.
但如果它吸收不到的话它就会枯干。
This is the same thing that applies to our spiritual life.
对我们的灵命来讲也是如此。
Where is the condition of your heart today?
今天你心土的状况如何呢？
Look at what Jesus says about this.
让我们看看耶稣怎么说的。
In verse 6.
在第六节。
And some of it fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture.
有的落在石头地上，一长出来就枯萎了，因为得不着滋润。
You see, there are times when we read God's word or we hear God's word,And it moves us.
有的时候，当我们读到或听到神的话语，我们心中受到感动。
There is a conviction of the Holy Spirit.
也有圣灵对我们的激励。
There is a stirring of the Holy Spirit revealing God's word to you.
你的心灵被触动，因为圣灵把神的话语显明给你。
You may even have an emotional response to it.
你甚至还会非常有感情的回应。
But you didn't let it sink its roots deep into your life.
但你没有容许它能够深深的在你的生命中扎根。
You did not allow the roots of His Word to go deeper into your life.
你没有容许神的话在你的生命中深深的扎根。
And Jesus explains this and what's happening.
耶稣解释那发生了什么。
He says in verse 13, And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, they receive it with joy.
在十三节他提到，那落在石头地上的，就是人听了欢欢喜喜的接受。
But these have no root.
但是没有根。
They believe for a while, and in time of testing, they fall away.
不过是暂时相信，一旦遭遇试炼就倒退了。
This time of testing is also described as, in other verses, tribulation or hardship because of the word.
这个所谓的试炼在圣经中其他地方提到也是艰难或者是因神的道所受到的困苦。
Meaning you have the word.
意思就是你有神的道。
You did receive the word.
你领受了道。
But as you're trying to apply the word in your life,
但当你要在生命中应用神的道，
you come into hardship,
你就遭遇了艰难，
trials,
试炼，
persecution,
迫害，
people mock you because you are trying to live the word.
当你要按神的道去生活的时候，就有人来嘲笑你。
And when the roots are not deep,
当我们的根扎得不深，
shallow roots are unable to draw the necessary resources and grow deep to bear the fruit.
扎得很浅的根呢，就不能够从地下汲取所需的资源来成长和结果。
They leave you exposed with nothing.Firm to hold on to.
你就没有什么东西可以坚立的站立得稳，而是遭受风吹雨打。
So when testing comes,
所以当试炼来临，
when life begins to get hot,
当生活开始变得艰难，
when temptations come,
当试探来临，
it's not able to withstand it.
那它就不能够坚立的站住。
It's not able to grow and become productive.
也就不能够生长和结果子。
The problem is not with the seed.
问题不在种子。
It's with the soil.
问题在于土壤。
The problem is not the seed. The problem is the soil.
问题不在于种子，问题在于土壤。
Here's what happens.
这里所发生的事。
When the devil knows that you receive the word.
当魔鬼知道你领受了道。
He's going to bring challenges.
他就要带来挑战。
He's going to bring hardships.
艰难。
And he's going to start the doubts against the seed of God's word.
他要在你的心里面让你对神的话产生怀疑。
So that before the word gets deep enough,
所以在神的道没有扎根很深之前，
before you're able to fully trust and obey his word,
在你能够全然的信靠并遵从神的道之前，
Before you're able to apply and experience the joy of God's word,
在你能够应用神的道或者是完全的经历在他道中的喜乐之前，
He wants to cause that word to dry up.
魔鬼想要让神的道能够会枯干。
He wants to do everything he can to keep you from growing and bearing fruit.
他要尽其所能防止你生长结果。
Ruth Graham is the wife of Billy Graham.
Ruth Graham 是 Billy Graham 的太太。
And she describes it like this.
她这样描述。
She says, trials are like a two-sided coin.
试炼像一枚硬币的两面。
One side is God using the trials to strengthen you.
一面是神要用试炼来坚固你。
To develop you.
要使你成长。
The other side of the coin is the devil trying to hinder you and keep you from growing.
硬币的另一边是魔鬼试图要阻碍你成长。
A trial has two sides of the coin.
试炼有硬币的两面。
On one side, God wants you to grow from it.
在一面，神想要你从中得到成长。
The other side is the devil trying to keep you from growing.
另一面是魔鬼想要阻碍你成长。
You see, we can see this in the life of Jesus.
我们可以在耶稣的生命中看到。
Jesus was led. The Bible says he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness.
圣经里说到，圣灵领着耶稣到了旷野。
In the wilderness, he faced trials.
在旷野里，他遇到试炼。
In the wilderness, on one side of the coin, God was going to develop and strengthen Jesus.
在硬币的一面是神，他想要让耶稣成长。
But at the same time, the devil.Was tempting and trying to take Jesus off track.
在另一面，撒旦想要诱惑耶稣，让他能走偏。
Same wilderness.
是同样的旷野。
God's trying to grow.
神想要生长。
The devil's trying to stop.
撒旦想要阻止。
Same seed.
同样的种子。
Different types of soil.
不同的土壤。
So when you are facing trials,
所以当你面对试炼的时候，
and you're facing difficulties,
遇到困难的时候,
remember that there's two sides to the coin.
记得硬币有两面。
God wants to use that to cause you to mature.
神想要用试炼让你成熟。
The enemy wants to use the same trial to cause you to fall.
仇敌想要用同样的试炼让你跌倒。
If your roots do not go deep,
如果你的根扎得不深,
it's easy for the enemy to knock you off.
仇敌就会击倒你。
We want to learn how to allow God's word to run deep in its roots in our life.
我们想要学习如何容许神的道在我们的生命中深深扎根。
How do we do that?
我们怎么做呢?
Well, we want to hear, we want to intake God's word.
我们想要听到，我们想要领受神的道。
We want to plant the seeds of God's word into our heart.
我们想要把神的话的种子种在心里。
We want to approach God's word with faith.
我们也要透过信心来到神的道。
There are so many things in God's word that sometimes doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
神的话语有的时候挺难理解的。
But do you approach his word with faith?
但你有没有带着信心来领受理解神的道?
That's how you begin to let the roots run deeper.
这就是你开始让根扎得深一点。
He has all these promises.
他有那么多的应许。
When you're anxious, he says,
当你焦虑的时候,他说,
present it to God.
带到神面前。
Give thanks to God.
向神感恩。
And he promises peace.
他应许我们有平安。
But when we're anxious,
但当我们焦虑的时候,
we might even remember the word.
我们可能还记得神的道。
But you're not applying it with faith.
但你没有用信心把它活出来。
There are things in my life where I'm like, wow, this, God says to be generous when you give.
在我的生命中，有的时候，比如说，神说要慷慨地给予。
And I wonder, am I giving generously?
我就在想，我有很慷慨地在给予吗
？Do I give with faith?
我有用信心在行捐书的事吗
？I think a lot about God's call for us to be gentle.
我也想到神呼召我们，要温柔。
And I keep wondering, is there the fruit of gentleness in my life?
我总是在想，我的生命中真的有温柔的果子吗？
There's so many things that sometimes seem a little bit strange when we read about the Holy Spirit's power in our life.
有的时候，当我们读到关于圣灵在我们生命中的大能，有一点奇怪。
And I wonder.The Bible says this happens when the Holy Spirit is active in a believer's life.
当圣经描述到圣灵在一个信徒的心里动工的时候
Do I think about that?
我有这样想过吗
Do I ask the Holy Spirit, have your way with me?
我有没有请求圣灵在我的生命中动工
Do I welcome the Holy Spirit?
我有没有欢迎圣灵
To change me?
来改变我。
These things that are written in the scripture.
经上所记的。
Some of them are confusing.
有的让人疑惑。
But it's right there.
但它就在那里。
Do you ask the Holy Spirit, I'm going to keep thinking about this. I'm going to keep being curious about this. I'm going to keep approaching this with faith.
你有没有求圣灵好帮助你能够不断地对神的道有好奇，愿意学习，并充满信心。
So that the roots of God's word run deep into your heart.
所以神的道就能够在你的心中深深扎根。
Do you want that?
你想要那样吗
？Do you want God's root to grow deep?
你想要
Yes, Amen.
神的话在你心里扎根吗
？Say to someone next to you, "I want deep roots."
彼此说我们想要深深扎根。
I want deep roots.
我想要深深的扎根。
Jesus also talked about the natural part of fruitfulness.
耶稣也提到了结果子的自然的一部分。
One of my favorite passages in Scripture, John 15.
约翰福音十五章有我最喜爱的经文之一。
Jesus says, "I am the vine."
耶稣说，我是葡萄树。
And you are the branches.
你们是枝子。
Whoever abides in me and I in him.
住在我里面的，我也住在他里面。
He it is that bears much fruit.
他就结出很多果子。
If you're not connected to me.
因为离开了我,
you can do nothing.
你们就不能做什么。
If you abide in me,
你们若住在我里面,
and my words abide in you,
我的话也留在你们里面,
ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you.
无论你们想要什么祈求就给你们成就。
By this my Father is glorified.
这样我的父就得荣耀。
That you may bear much fruit.
你们结出很多果子。
It's staying connected to the vine.
是要跟葡萄树连接。
Are you connected to the vine?
你是不是跟葡萄树连接？
Because when you're connected,
因为当你连接的时候，
when you are walking step by step with the Holy Spirit,
当你与圣灵同步的时候，
when you are meeting with God often,
当你常常与神见面。
When you are sitting down with God, this is what I do. I like to sit with God with a cup of coffee.
当你跟神一起坐下来，我喜欢跟神坐下来喝杯咖啡。
And you think about His words.
你思想他的话。
You read the word.
你读他的话。
This natural connection. This natural flow.
这个自然的连结，自然的流动。
Leads to a life of fruitfulness.
就会导致一个结果子的生命。
We have a garden area on the side of our house.
在我们房子的边上有一块花园。
And I'm not messing with it anymore.
我现在不去搞它了。
But one year I planted a lot of good seeds.
但有一年我种下了很多好种子。
Initially, we checked on it a lot because you got to make sure those seeds are starting to sprout.
一开始我们天天去看，因为你要确定种子有没有发芽。
But then I installed a automatic watering system.
但是后来呢，我就装了一个自动喷水系统。
Anything automatic makes you kind of lazy.
那自动呢，就让你就比较懒。
So after a while, I neglected to check.On my garden.
所以过了一阵子呢，我就不去看我的果园或者菜园了。
Kind of forgot about it.
我忘记了。
One day, one of the kids came in.
有一天，一个孩子跑进来。
Says, "Dad, there's a lot of things growing in the garden."
哇，我们的菜园里面已经长了很多东西了。
I said, "Great, let's all go check it."
他说太好了，我们一起去看看。
We all went outside.
我们就到外面去。
It was.Full of weeds.
都长满了野草。
Full of weeds. I'm like, I'm not sure if this is what I planted.
那杂草丛生，我想这不是我种的。
Because I did not tend to my garden.
因为我没有照料我的菜园。
It allowed weed seeds to also fall in.
那野草的种子也就落在那里。
And weeds don't need a lot to grow.
野草要生长不需要太多的养分。
Anybody who has tried to pull weeds, remove weeds knows that. They don't need a lot to grow.
那你如果你试图要拔除野草你就知道。
But when they're in good soil,
当野草落在野草的种子落在好土
water,
有水
they're going to grow like weeds.
他们就会疯狂的生长。
You couldn't even see the things that I planted.
你看不到我原来种下的东西。
In Luke chapter 8 verse 7, Jesus says, some of those seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it.
路加福音八章七节说，耶稣说，有的落在荆棘丛中，荆棘也一起生长，把它挤住了。
Notice it wasn't necessarily mature, thorny plants that choked it.
你要注意到，不是说已经长成的大的荆棘把它挤住了。
It says the weeds what grew up with it.
经上说的是荆棘一起生长。
The weeds grew up with it.
荆棘一起生长。
And started to choke it.
就开始把它挤住了。
The ability to produce fruit,
结果子的能力
is hindered because of the things that grow in our life that choke out the word of God.
结果子的能力受到了妨碍，是因为我们生命中生长的其他的东西把神的道挤住了。
Some of the seeds that I had planted were Chinese cucumbers.
我种的种子有一些是中国黄瓜。
那不是中国，是天津黄瓜。
You say Chinese.
因为天津黄瓜特别脆，是不是？特别脆。Because Chinese, these Tianjin cucumbers, they're super crunchy. Our family, 我们好爱吃水饺 right? We love to eat dumplings. 你吃水饺就需要吃一点黄瓜，对不对 right?
Okay.
But 美国的黄瓜 hey, 不能比 Or is it the other way? Did I say that right?
比不上
Okay, cannot compare with the American cucumbers cannot compare with 天津黄瓜 Oh, did I just say that? Okay.
Yeah.
right? My dad's from 天津 right? That's why I have this.Inclination towards 天津黄瓜。
因为牧师的爸爸是天津人，所以他喜欢天津黄瓜。
I planted those seeds.
我种了这些种子。
I've had success before.
我以前也成功过。
We've crunched on 天津黄瓜 with our 水饺。
我们吃水饺配脆脆的天津黄瓜。
But this time.
但是这一次。
I was like, "Where's my babies?" Where are they?
我的宝贝黄瓜苗呢?
And I lifted up all these weeds.
我就翻开野草。
And there was my little 天津黄瓜. The leaves are like yellow.
那些小小的天津黄瓜的苗，枯黄的叶子。
They're like sick babies.
像是生病的孩子一样。
Because I did not tend to my garden.
因为我没有去照料我的菜园。
Brothers and sisters, we need to tend.To our garden.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要照料我们的花园。
If we get lazy,
如果我们懒惰
and we do not tend to our garden, we neglect to tend to our garden.
我们忽视了没有去照料我们的菜园。
The seeds of the Word of God are not able to grow.
神的话的种子就不能生长。
The word of God in our heart is not able to bear fruit.
神的道在我们心里就不能结果子。
They will be struggling. The word of God is struggling to survive.
神的道呢就会很挣扎的要幸存下来。
Not because of the seeds problem.
这不是种子的问题。
It's a problem of the soil.
是土壤的问题。
Jesus explained this.
耶稣解释道。
Look at verse 14.
看一下十四节。
And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature.
那落在荆棘里的就是人听了走开以后被今世的忧虑财富和宴乐挤住了结不出成熟的籽粒来。
When you have the word of God,
当你有神的话
and you're receiving it,
你也领受了它
and the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, reveals the truth to you.
圣经也讲到圣灵把真理显明给我们看
and you're convicted,
你心中受到了激励
and you begin to want to live this truth in your life.
你想要在你的生命中活出这样的真理。
You are willing to say, God is my king, I am in his kingdom, he rules my life.
你愿意说神是我的王，我属于他的国度，我要他在我的生命中掌权。
As soon as that seed begins to grow,
当那种子一开始生长的时候，
what happens in your life?
你生命中就出现了什么事？
Something else pops up.
有一些别的事情就发生了。
At the same time, have you ever noticed, as you really begin to grow, as you really begin to say, God, I want to live under your rule. God, I really want to follow you.
每当你的生命真的灵命真的要开始成长，你说神啊，我要活在你的主权下，我要跟随你。
Have you ever noticed?
你注意到吗？
That at the same time, something else begins to try to get your attention.
与此同时，就有别的东西要分散你的注意力。
Something else begins to consume your thoughts.
别的事情占据了你的思绪。
Something else begins to grow in your heart.
别的东西在你的心里一起成长。
The weeds have an ability to grow alongside the seeds that are God's word.
野草有这样的能力，会在神的道的种子边上一起成长。
And they have a tendency and an ability to grow faster naturally.
他们很自然的会成长得很快。
Jesus says, these weeds are the cares of this world.
耶稣说这些野草荆棘就是今世的忧虑。
The riches,
财富,
the pleasures,
宴乐,
of this life,
今世的忧虑、财富和宴乐,
so that the fruit of God's word cannot mature.
所以神的道的种子就不能成熟。
It's there, but it's shriveled.
它在那里，但是长不大。
It's not a problem with the seed.
这不是种子的问题。
It's a problem with the soil.
是土的问题。
I love the way Mark says this. Do I have Mark's version? Do we give that? Look at this.
我们喜欢马可的版本。
Jesus says in Mark's version, you get choked up, the word gets choked up by the worries of this life.
在马可福音里耶稣说把道挤住的是今世的忧虑。
What are the worries in your life?
你生命中有什么忧虑？
That is choking out the word of God.
把神的道挤住了。
It's choking it out.
挤住了。
What is the thing about having wealth that is deceiving you? It's consuming your thought and your heart life.
财富也是会让你迷惑，会占据你的心思意念。
You start to see what other people have.
你看到别人所拥有的。
And this happens right when you make that choice. I want to grow. I want to follow Jesus. I want to have fruit.
每当你一决定我要生长，我要跟随耶稣，我要结果子。
Something happens in life.
生命中就发生一些事情。
Or you start to desire, Mark's version says, other things.
或者你就开始有其他的种种欲望。
This happens when we neglect our garden, the garden soil of our heart.
当我们忽略了我们心土土壤状况的时候，就会这样。
My children have this sensitivity to cigarette smoke.
我的孩子对香烟很敏感。
Even in Taiwan on our trip,
那我们去台湾旅行。
I was walking with Abby, right?
我跟 Abby 一起走。
And we were like arm in arm, like so chin so, I guess you call that, right? We're walking, and then some guy's like smoking over there.
我们一边走，然后就碰到一个人在抽烟。
And she's like, "Someone's smoking, Daddy."
Abby 就说有人在抽烟。
And then as we get closer, she's.
我们走近了，他就开始咳嗽。
Very obviously, like looking at the guy,
就看着那个人咳嗽。
But she's pulling me away. There's cars right here.
边上有车，但是他就把我拉开。
And she's pushing.
他就一边咳嗽一边走开。
My children hate cigarette smoke.
我的孩子很讨厌香烟。
Because we raised them in an environment that did not have cigarette smoke.
因为他们成长的环境中没有什么香烟。
They're not used to cigarette smoke.
他们不习惯香烟。
They hate cigarette smoke.
他们讨厌香烟。
Every time they smell cigarette smoke,
每当他们闻到香烟的味道，
they begin to choke up.
他们就开始不能呼吸。
They will not let our family be in a smoking casino in Las Vegas.
我们家都不会去拉斯维加斯的赌场。
They will fall to the ground.
因为他们就会呼吸不住倒在地上。
We tried to go through a casino one time.
有一次我们想要走过一个赌场。
And they're grabbing us. We need to leave.
他们就说我们要离开。
I can't breathe.
不能呼吸。
You used to live.In a world that is full of smoke.
你曾经住在一个充满香烟的世界上。
But when Jesus rescued you,
但当耶稣救了你，
He took you out of that world of smoke into His kingdom, where it is a smoke-free environment.
他把你从那个充满烟味的世界拯救出来，把你搬到一个。国度那充满了清洁的空气。
When Jesus brought you into His kingdom,
当耶稣把你带入他的国度，
it is smoke free.
那里没有烟。
With this new life,
有了新生命，
you can't handle the smoke.
你就不再可以承受烟。
Because when you smell smoke and you inhale smoke, it will choke you up.
因为当你闻到烟味或者吸入了烟的时候，你就会被挤住，呼吸不畅。
In this world, God's kingdom, you're not supposed to experience the worries and the cares of this world.
在神的国度里，你不应当被今世的忧虑所烦恼。
You are not to.Be deceived by the wealth of this world.
你不应该有这世上财富的迷惑。
Or the desires of the things in this world.
或者这世上的种种欲望。
That doesn't mean that those things are wrong.
我不是说这些事就一定是坏的、不好的。
It's when it chokes you up.
但当他挤住你的时候，
and it causes the word of God that is growing in your life to be choked up.
好，而且妨碍神的道在你心中的成长，
so that it cannot bear fruit.
然后妨碍它结果子。
You were created for fruitfulness.
你被造是要结果子。
Have you ever noticed that a fireman?
你注意过消防员？
One of our youth, I think, said that he wants to be a fireman one day.
有一位青少年的梦想是当一个消防员。
Have you ever noticed that when a fireman goes into a house, a building,
你有没有注意过当消防员进入一个建筑？
There's fire and there's smoke.
那里有烟，那里有火。
What does he have?
消防员有什么？
He will be sure to have a mask that's connected to an oxygen tank.
他一定会有一个面罩，然后连在一个氧气瓶上。
He knows that he has a job to do.
他知道他要做一件工作。
That he has a purpose to go into that building.
他进入那个建筑有目的。
That he has a mission to fulfill.
他要完成一个使命。
But,
但是
he will come in prepared.
他会有所准备的进来。
Brothers and sisters, we have a mission.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有使命。
We are not pulled out of this world yet.
我们还没有被从这个世界上提出来。
We are people of God's kingdom.
我们是属神国度的人。
Still living in this world.
但仍然住在这世上。
If we are people of God's kingdom,
如果我们是属神国度的人，
He has given us a mission in this world.
他也给了我们在这世上有使命。
But in order to accomplish our mission in the world,
但我们要完成我们在世上的使命。
We have to be able to allow the fruit of God's word to be born in our life.
我们要容许神的道在我们生命中结果子。
And the only way to be able to live in this world and to bear fruit for his kingdom is by being able to breathe not the smoke, but breathe in the quality of God's kingdom in our tank.
我们作为属神的子民，能够在这个世界上完成使命、结果子，唯一的方法就是不要吸入烟尘，而要吸入神的高质量的、新鲜的空气。
Are you guys with me?
大家能够理解吗？
Amen.
Amen.
We have this mission.
我们有使命。
Be prepared.
要准备好。
Keep an eye out for the things that are choking the word in your life.
我们要注意观察哪些事情在我们生命中把我们挤住了。
Ask what is hindering, what is choking up the word of God from getting roots deep and bearing fruit.
我们要问问自己是什么事情让我们不能够向下扎根，向上结果。
What are the cares of your life?
你生命中的忧虑是什么？
That's hindering your spiritual growth.
在阻碍你灵命的成长。
Tend to your garden.
照料你的花园。
Don't neglect the soil of your heart.
不要忽视你的心土。
Luke 8, Jesus says, and some seeds fell into good soil.
路加福音八章八节，有的落在好土里。
And they grew.
就生长起来。
And they were yielding a hundredfold.
结出百倍的果实。
Or other versions will say different folds, like 60 and 130, 60, 100 fold.
不同的版本有说三十、六十、一百。
And he explains it in the next verse, in verse 15.
他在十五节解释了。
He says, as for the good soil, what is it?
但那落在好土里的是什么？
They are those who hear the word,Hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience.
就是人用诚实良善的心来听，把道持守住，忍耐着结出果实。
The same seed,
同样的种子。
The same word of God,
同样的神的话。
Is planted in good soil and it grows all the way.
它落在好土里就不断成长。
It releases what has been inside of it the whole time.
它就把原本就一直藏在种子里的东西迸发出来。
It was in there the whole time.
在里一直在种子里。
But in the good heart, good soil.
在好的心里，好的土里。
You can see what God designed it for.
你可以看到神的计划。
Who wants to have good soil?
谁想要好土?
Turn to someone next to you and say, I want good soil.
彼此说我想要好土。
我想要好好土。
我想要好土。
我想要好土。你想不想要好土?
Do you want good soil?
我们都要好土。Amen, 不 Amen?
Amen. We all want good soil.
Bearing spiritual fruit is very natural.
结圣灵的果子是很自然的。
But it's also easy to fake.
但也很容易假装。
When you're connected to the vine,
当你连接在葡萄树上
the Holy Spirit, God's word, just flows.
圣灵神的话就自然的流动。
And then you start seeing fruit. 嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。
就看到果子一个一个的冒出来。
We see it.
我们看到。
But someone sometimes in the church can not be abiding. And they can try to force what looks like the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
但有的时候，有的人在教会里，他没有住在神的道里，但他是试图要假装结出圣灵的果子。
When you're connected,You grow to become humble.
当你连结，你就会越来越谦卑。
True humility.
真的谦卑。
But you could be disconnected.
你可能没有连结。
And you could have false humility.
你可以假装谦卑。
Right? when someone says, "Wow, you played that song so good today on the piano."
当有人称赞你今天在钢琴上的演奏。
啊，不是啦，不是啦，啊，没有啦，我是，虽然你已经练了好久，right? You put the effort. You know you can play it. 啊，不是啦，啊，我什么都不是，我什么都不是，什么都不会，我不会弹钢琴啦。That's fake. It's like saying, oh, I don't even know how to play the piano. I suck. No, you are faking it.
那就是很假。
That's fake humility.
这是假装谦虚。
We have to be careful of that in the church.
我们在教会里要警惕。
When we're connected, you have true humility.
当你连结，你就有真的谦卑。
You don't want to fake it till you make it.
你就不要假装假装，然后。
Might as well be honest.Actually, I do it for my glory because I practice so hard. I want people, you know, someone shared that testimony. When they first started serving, they're like, I just want people to see how good I am, right?
有的人很诚实，他一开始服侍就是想要展现自己的才华。
But this brother who was sharing that said, when I got connected with Jesus,
有位弟兄分享，当我跟耶稣连结，
really connected with Jesus, then he humbled my heart and showed me.What that gift was for.
那神就真的让我有谦卑，知道我的恩赐是为了什么目的。
Brothers and sisters, our theme this year is to what? Take root and bear fruit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今年主题是向下扎根，向上结果。
I want to encourage you to let God's word to grow deep roots in your heart soil.
我想要鼓励大家，容许神的道在你的心里深深扎根。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
For giving us your word.
感谢你赐下你的话语。
Your word tells us that you are the king of your kingdom.
你的话告诉我们，你是你国度的王。
You are seated on the throne.
你坐在宝座上。
And today we want to recognize that.
今天我们要宣告这一点。
We want to recognize that and acknowledge that you are the king of our life.
我们要承认你是我们生命的主。
We want to enjoy your kingdom and your ways for us.
我们想要享受你的国度。和你赐给我们的方式。
So, Lord, allow us to think about this more.
主啊，带领我们更多的思想。
To pray about this more.
更多的祷告。
Allow your words to root deeply into our heart.
让你的道在我们的心中深深扎根。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.